The Value of a Speaker's Bureau, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lookabaugh. Introduction. It was one of the best business decisions I made in my long engineering career to join my company's Speaker's Bureau. So much professional development was involved that, looking back now through an almost 50-year lens, I cannot separate that experience from what I ultimately accomplished and how I did it. A company friend called me at home one Saturday in 1971, as I recall, asking me to join our company's Speaker's Bureau. After explaining what it entailed, I joined. And now I'm here to write to you about this important professional development experience. If your company has a Speaker's Bureau, seriously consider joining it. If none exists, consider starting one. The benefits are very real for you and for your company. Enjoy. Harry T. Roman. What is a Speaker's Bureau? It's a standing cadre of employees who can be dispatched to speak on behalf of the company, a group of company ambassadors. These employees may be summoned from a department that coordinates the activities of the Bureau, the method I remember so well. If a company is large enough, coordinating a Speaker's Bureau can be a full-time job. Organizations would call in from outside and request a speaker. Then the departmental contacts would link a speaker to the request. In the old days, brochures and flyers would advertise speakers' availability. Today, staff can easily advertise speaker availability via social media and web pages. My old company was an electric and gas utility serving a huge area, about one-fourth the land area of New Jersey, employing approximately 13,000 workers. Our Speaker's Bureau boasted about 500 ambassadors or speakers, ready to respond to invitations from all over the state. The kinds of organizations likely to request an ambassador to speak would be civic and fraternal groups, Kiwanis, Rotary, Lions, etc., business organizations, Chamber of Commerce and other such community businesses, schools, mostly middle and high schools, professional organizations, IEEE, ASME, and others, colleges, corporations, teacher development groups, educational organizations hosting conferences or seminars, governmental and municipal organizations, and school boards. Not all company ambassadors, speakers, might like to address every kind of group, so they make sure the departmental coordinators know which requests are ideal for them. I prefer professional organizations and educational groups of any kind, especially teacher development groups. More experienced speakers are dispatched to speaking engagements where discussions might generate controversy or involve panel discussions about sensitive technology or corporate project activities. If savvy enough, speakers might sometimes participate in a debate-style forum. I can tell you from firsthand experience, debates can be exciting and a bit scary. Along with the coordination of actual employee presentations, a centralized speakers bureau would fulfill other important functions. Spreading the word to all company representatives concerning the latest and greatest company news and breaking stories about high-profile events. Coordinate special training sessions where new speakers could meet with experienced ones and learn the art of public speaking, perhaps conducting videos of practice runs as part of the training. Hosting an annual Speakers Bureau Day with seminars for all speakers or representatives to make sure everyone is on track and learning new things. Maintain corporate and related materials for all company speakers to use as handouts at presentations. Today, websites also perform this kind of function. A prime function of a centralized bureau is the continual review of topics offered to outside requesters. Senior management should and does review the key issues facing a company, and they make recommendations for company representatives to address these topics with the general public. Of course, senior management might address other topics as needed, and in high-level national forums. But the important point is they have input into what speakers will address at the state level. During my time, our utility was interested in these topical areas: why nuclear power, floating nuclear power plants, the energy outlook, energy and the environment. The tone and thrust of the talks obviously reflected the concern with nuclear power and the environmental impacts of energy production that occupied so much debate in the 1970s and 80s. Later, my company's senior managers added other talks. Because I was in charge of the solar energy research in my company and also heavily involved in alternate energy systems research, I developed new talks for speakers to use, as well as brochures and pamphlets for speakers to learn from. These talks were Here Comes the Sun, Alternate Energy Technologies, Energy R&D. At annual update sessions and in special educational seminars, I gave presentations about the technologies and helped other ambassadors get comfortable with making these presentations. Another useful mechanism our department implemented was to ask each speaker to fill out a form about any significant questions asked after each talk, as well as unusual events that might have taken place. This excellent feedback went a long way in making other speakers in the Bureau aware of the latest and greatest activities to include. Think about the kinds of topics your company and industry might want to have motivated and committed company ambassadors speakers to address. Identify the benefits you believe your company might accrue by having these employees out on the front lines discussing how your company is a leader in a variety of areas. Benefits of a Speaker's Bureau. First, from a corporation's perspective, a cadre of polished ambassadors who can competently represent the company in formal and professional settings and across a wide audience range. Motivated employees who are wired into the corporate message and able to deliver it effectively. Often these talks will be done on off time, on employee personal time. You literally cannot buy this kind of loyalty. Ambassadors can be key people for you to track for possible future promotion. These company representatives will carry the corporate excitement wherever they go, whether they are appearing in public or fulfilling their other corporate duties. They are ready to interact with other colleagues and the public in a variety of forums. Speakers' ambassadors help relieve pressure on senior management, who are always in demand to address the general public. When properly prepped and educated about key company issues and topics, they amplify a company's ability to reach many more people. Top-level people around the state and on a national level will see these company representatives and hear what they have to say. This superb public relations community affairs work will filter back to corporate leaders and decision makers eventually. Further, this kind of feedback ends up giving a positive impression about how your company and its employees really pull together. It's especially true when its employees visit classrooms and work with students and teachers. Teachers and educators find great value in having people from different companies speak at their classes and events. Company ambassadors have their fingers on the public pulse. They can alert corporate leaders to trends, complaints, or strong emotions about something the company is doing or involved in, a kind of early warning network. From the employee ambassador perspective, nothing can take the place of acquiring great public speaking skills, followed by the joy of nailing a presentation and handling the tough Q&A session that follows. Talk about a confidence builder. Throughout my career, I have never seen an engineering career throttled because of incompetence, but I have seen poor speaking skills contribute to its demise. A speaker's bureau is a wonderful place to cut one's teeth for practicing public speaking skills, so important when engineers propose new projects and present new ideas to senior management within their companies. Having access to new and very relevant company information to use when speaking primes company ambassadors for leadership. They are connected and engaged. They feel empowered to speak confidently and with their company's backing. It is professionalism at its most visceral level. In many cases, speakers will rub elbows with company senior management at annual update meetings or in special sessions, supercharging their motivation and making them feel connected to the larger corporate network. Ambassadors will meet new people by the dozens, and such contacts may become important in their corporate activities or maybe later in their personal growth. More on this later. Here's some food for thought. The more you speak and lecture, the better your writing and organizational skills will become. The more you speak, the more you will discipline yourself to think more clearly and organize your thoughts for a presentation. It is not so different from organizing paragraphs in a formal report or writing, presenting a conference paper. Writing and speaking are a natural connection, and ascending into a senior management position requires you to write and speak effectively. Over the decades, some people have offered short-sighted comments about having a speaker's bureau. One irritated me to no end. The person complaining basically asked why a company would put people out in public who were not professional, code for senior management, as if they alone had credibility beyond reproach. Can you imagine telling highly motivated people something like that? If folks are worried that some forums require a higher level person to give a particular presentation, then do it yourself, I countered, or ask that ambassadors not touch those issues. But don't throw everything under the bus because someone has a problem with a topical area. I refused to talk many times because it was out of my comfort zone or the group requesting it was a bit too controversial. Common sense always works best. A word about addressing controversial issues. Every company has controversial issues that arise that it must handle with the public. Dealing with such company hotspots are where a speaker's bureau and its company ambassadors can be of value, help and service to its their company. Most businesses will face some type of crisis at one time or another, and when a controversial company issue arises, it is best for company executives not to sweep it under the rug. Every business should have a special team in place for when a company crisis occurs or when controversial topics or questions from an audience arise. Summarized here are some tips on how Speakers Bureau company ambassadors can help in tough situations. Appoint a response team. Your company leaders should already have a response team in place before a crisis hits. However, during a controversy, appointing, briefing, and training a special response team quickly, a select few from among your Speakers Bureau company ambassadors, will ensure the right people are speaking on behalf of the company. Devise a strategy and brief your team. Protocol is essential to the proper management of your crisis communications efforts. Each member of a company's special ambassador response team should understand their responsibilities, and they should know whether to take a proactive or reactive approach when speaking about or answering questions about a sensitive company topic or issue. Craft your messages. Once company executives and their special ambassador team have gathered all the facts about a controversial topic or issue, everyone should agree on what responses are appropriate. It is best to address such situations, topics, or questions, and what your company has done or will do about them. Be open and honest with your audience, according to your company executive's guidance and guidelines for your special team. Monitor the situation. Reviewing and assessing company responses with your company leaders is especially important regarding tough topics or controversial issues. Specially appointed company ambassadors need to keep close eyes on inbound and outbound communications to address follow-up questions or concerns. It is especially important to track what people are saying about your company online. Look at Google Images, online review sites, social media platforms, and even your own website. Bring any negative, user-generated content to your company leaders immediately. establishing a monitoring system among company ambassadors' representatives that quickly uncovers negative trends before they become a bigger problem is a valuable company function for your speakers bureau. Monitoring the company's brand and crisis keywords, influencers, and competitors are also helpful in answering tough questions or speaking on controversial topics. Be prepared. Review and learn. Conducting post-speech reviews are a good way to look at how the Speakers Bureau ambassadors have handled any given topic. Business leaders and their company spokespeople should meet and discuss what speakers can do differently and what changes they should make to address difficult topics or questions next time. What not to do? Do not lash out. Even if someone in your audience has said something false about your company, it is never a good idea to respond negatively. It is best to think strategically. Put emotions on the back burner. Offering no comment. You should always try to have answers to potential questions. However, sometimes you truly cannot give a good answer with the information you presently have. While using no comment is better than making something up just to give an answer, never the right choice. It is easy to see how someone could misconstrue this response as trying to avoid an issue. If you do not have enough information to give a solid response, say so, and assure the person asking that you will get back to them with more details. Then, make sure you do follow up. Responding too quickly or too slowly. It is not a good idea to give a premature response before you have all the facts. Backtracking or contradicting previous statements could cause a problem for your company. Delaying a response to a question from the audience is not helpful either. Remember to always be professional, use good taste, and offer the appropriate responses to any given situation, topic, or audience questions, according to how your company leaders have guided you, and what messages they want to convey about your company, especially on difficult or controversial topics. The importance of annual meetings. Annual Speakers Bureau meetings unify corporate ambassadors, strengthening the leadership aspects of this organization within a larger organization. Employees are part of something special, validated at every annual meeting. Here are ways to make this special feeling prominent. Each department that has speakers involved should receive a letter thanking both those speakers and their senior management for being involved. This letter should come from the most senior levels of the company, the CEO if possible. Such a letter should also reaffirm this activity's importance and emphasize it be part of those employees' annual goals. Annual meetings should have key management personnel speaking on important topics for all ambassadors to master and use when speaking in public, explaining how and why it is important. Invited guests should also speak on topics important to your industry. Special events that have occurred that may impact ambassadors when they are invited to speak, and key industry occurrences. Incorporate some robust panel discussions and perhaps some role-playing activities about how to handle tough situations that have occurred or may occur for company speakers. Further, annual meetings can and should host special awards for outstanding company ambassadors' representatives. Invite other Speakers Bureau members from different industries to discuss their successes and difficulties and to provide perspective about how different industries cope with their own challenges. Most of all, these annual meetings should be informative and fun, allowing plenty of time for mixing and mingling. Leveraging your role as ambassador. Certainly, as you grow and mature within an organization, you will advance to new levels, and managers will recognize your value to the corporation as a spokesperson. They naturally will value your speaking skills, recognize you as a leader, and see you as a powerful addition to their department. Any competent department manager would want new employees that know the company, those not afraid to express what they know in various speaking forums. Let's examine where good public speaking skills come in handy for engineers. All engineers will present technical papers and be required to answer questions in conferences and technical meetings. Being comfortable and thinking on one's feet is a prized skill. Joining a professional organization like IEEE often puts engineers in the public light, especially if they are pursuing volunteer leader positions within that organization. Employers often ask engineers to meet members of the public to present how their proposed work will affect the community. Often such meetings can be controversial and somewhat heated, making it doubly important that speakers are able to remain calm and dispassionate. They must be able to present facts and figures in a concise and efficient manner, and they must be able to answer many questions. Many engineers also take part in municipal offices like alderman, commissioner on various boards, or even become mayor. In these capacities, excellent speaking skills are a must. Let us not fail to mention, in today's highly mobile work environment, employees may move between jobs and companies many times. Potential new employers will value the skills you have obtained as a company ambassador. You will bring these preloaded skills to your new job and be ready to apply them right from the start. A personal story. Very early in this book, I mentioned how joining my company's speakers bureau was one of the best business decisions I made. It was because of this decision that I was able to retire early and engage in a totally new career path, one that heavily involved speaking in public. Throughout my traditional engineering career of 36 years, I belonged to my company's speakers bureau, where I specialized in speaking before schools, teachers, and professional groups, most notably engineering-related gatherings. As you might expect, I became quite adept at public speaking and presenting. Since I worked in the R&D part of my company, my work was quite high profile. I was heavily involved in developing new and unique technologies to support my company's operations. The money for conducting this research came from my ability to convince company senior management that my work would yield results in a timely manner. If I could not make effective and convincing oral presentations, then I would not obtain the funds and confidence I needed. Also, working in an R&D environment and demonstrating new technology resulted in me getting interviewed in a variety of newspapers, magazines, and in corporate publications. My public speaking skills gave me the confidence to function in high-pressure forums. Thank you, Speakers Bureau. An early way I leveraged my speaking capabilities led to becoming an adjunct graduate professor at my alma mater, followed closely by giving special professional development sessions for science and math teachers. These activities were very entertaining. You can imagine all the friends I made in these venues, not to mention what life membership in IEEE, as well as being active in my local section, did to introduce me to many technical experts and opportunities to speak in public. In the 1990s, I was appointed head of my town's water commission, where I had to lead a 70-person department. I dealt with many important health and safety issues. I held public meetings, and I listened to what fellow citizens suggested. I cannot remember ever encountering a hotter forum. Later, I decided to retire early to satisfy a powerful urge to lecture, write more, and publish. One of the most unusual things I have done was to become a park ranger at the Thomas Edison National Historical Park, West Orange, New Jersey. Edison was my boyhood hero, so this labor of love gave me much time to study history, lecture, and write. Today, 10 years later, I am still a docent at this national park. I speak to thousands of citizens every year. I conduct special tours and work closely with students and teachers. In addition, I am an author and educational advisor for the Thomas Edison Innovation Foundation, which helps raise money for the National Park site, where I am always talking and lecturing about the great inventor. None of these great opportunities would have happened if I did not develop my speaking skills participating with the Speakers Bureau of my old company. Other offshoots of this speaking skill have helped position me to teach tomorrow's teachers at a local teaching college, be appointed to the board of my alma mater's engineering college, and publish my articles in a number of academic magazines and books in national publishing houses. Never discount where corporate-derived skills like public speaking can lead you. Explore the natural links. Experience how they can enhance, grow, and change your career. About the author. Harry T. Roman holds 12 U.S. patents, has received numerous engineering, invention, and teaching awards, and has published more than 550 scientific papers, articles, monographs, and books. In 1999, the New Jersey Technology Education and Engineering Association named Roman a Distinguished Technology Educator. In 2005, the New Jersey Inventors Hall of Fame honored him with an Inventor of the Year Award for his application of mobile robots in hazardous work environments. In 1996, IEEE honored Roman with a Meritorious Achievement Award for developing continuing education products for IEEE members. Again, in 2006, IEEE honored him with an Outstanding Engineer Award. Roman also received IEEE's 2015 Region 1 Excellence in Teaching Award. Every month, more than 250,000 educators read his feature articles appearing in various national publications. In PSE&G's R&D group, where Roman worked for 36 years, he directed and consulted on more than $100 million worth of projects and programs and taught graduate-level R&D project management courses at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT. Throughout his engineering career, Roman worked with schools around the state, bringing the excitement of real-world problem-solving into the classroom. Retired since 2006, he has published more than 70 resource books, math card games, and science kits for teachers, products valued for their head-in-hands approach to teaching creativity, invention, STEM, engineering, and alternate energy topics in the classroom. Roman now spends many hours in the classroom working with teachers and students in West Orange, Montclair, and Livingston, conducting special student project team challenges. He is an advisor and author to the Edison Innovation Foundation and docent and special lecturer at the Thomas Edison National Historic Park in West Orange. Roman also admits to writing and publishing poetry and short stories. For the past 3 years, he has been teaching graduate school at Montclair State University in their teaching college, where he co-teaches a unique course about applying STEM techniques in the classroom. This has been The Value of a Speaker's Bureau, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.